This episode of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is brought to you in part by Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide, my new book, now in print. If you read the Bible, if you read it out loud in church, if you teach the Bible, or if you just want to know how to say some of those long names in the Bible, this can be a valuable tool for you. With it, you can easily pronounce any name in the Bible. Just go to book.lifespringmedia.com for all the details. And hang on to the end of today's show, and I'll tell you how you can get the PDF version of Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide for free, plus one other bonus. So be sure to stick around after the commentary. Welcome to a new week of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 498. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. For those of you in the U.S. of A., happy Independence Day. Be safe, enjoy yourself, and remember that this is the day we celebrate our freedom. Here's an idea. Read the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights today. It shouldn't take long, and it's good to be reminded what a treasure God has given us. We need to pray for our nation. We need to protect her. Teach our children the principles America was founded upon. If we don't, we'll lose her. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New Testament. Each day we alternate the tracks, and the shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. Our reading today is Isaiah 48 and 49. Last week I messed up and I reposted Isaiah 58 through 62. Yeah, I was having a rough week. So today we're stepping back to pick up where we skipped. Let's begin. Isaiah chapter 48. Hear this, O family of Jacob, who are called by the name of Israel, and who come from the seed of Judah. They make promises in the name of the Lord, and call upon the God of Israel, but not in truth or by what is right and good. For they call themselves people of the holy city, and trust in the God of Israel. The Lord of all is his name. I made known the things that would happen long ago. From my mouth my words went out. Then all at once I did what I said I would, and they came to pass. I know that your heart is hard, your neck is like iron, and your forehead is like brass. So I made them known to you long ago. I told you before they happened, or else you might say, my false God has done them. My objects of worship have made them happen. You have heard, now look at all this. And will you say that you will not tell about it? I tell you new things from this time on, even hidden things which you have not known. They are made now, not long ago. Before today you have never heard of them, or you would say, see, I knew them. You have not heard, you have not known. Even from long ago your ear has not been open, because I knew that you could not be trusted. You have been known to fight against the law and not obey from birth. Because of my name I hold back my anger. For my praise I keep myself from cutting you off. See, I've tested you, but not as silver. I've tested you in the fire of suffering. For my own good, I will do this. For why should I allow my name to be put to shame? I will not give my shining greatness to another. Listen to me, O Jacob and Israel, whom I called. I am He. I am the first, and I am the last. My hand put the earth in its place, and my right hand spread out the heavens. When I call to them, they stand together. Gather together, all of you, and listen. Who among them has made these things known? The Lord loves him. He will do to Babylon what pleases him, and his arm will be against the Babylonians. I have spoken. Yes, I've called him. I've brought him, and he will do well. Come near to me and listen to this. From the beginning I have not spoken in secret. From the time it came to be, I was there. And now the Lord God has sent me and his Spirit. The Lord who bought you and saves you, the Holy One of Israel, says, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to do well, who leads you in the way you should go. If only you had listened to my laws, then your peace would have been like a river, and your right standing with God would have been like the waves of the sea. Your children's children would have been like the sand. Those born to you would have been like the sand. Their name would never be cut off or destroyed from before me. Go out from Babylon, run from the Babylonians. Call out for joy and let this be known to the end of the earth, saying, the Lord has bought and set free his servant Jacob. They were not thirsty when he led them through the deserts. He made water flow out of the rock for them. He broke the rock and the water flowed out. There is no peace for the sinful, says the Lord. Isaiah chapter 49. Listen to me, O islands. Listen, you people from far away. The Lord called me before I was born. From the body of my mother he said my name. He has made my mouth like a sharp sword. He has hidden me in the shadow of his hand. He has made me a shining arrow, keeping me in his secret place. And he said to me, You are my servant Israel, in whom I will show my shining greatness. But I said, My work has been for nothing. I have spent my strength for nothing. Yet for sure what should come to me is with the Lord, and my reward is with my God. And now the Lord speaks, who made me before I was born to be a servant, to bring Jacob back to him, that Israel might be gathered to him. For I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God is my strength. He says, It is too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the family groups of Jacob, and to bring back those of Israel I have kept safe. I will also make you a light to the nations, so that men all over the earth can be saved from the punishment of their sins. This is what the Lord, the one who saves Israel and his Holy One, says to the hated one, to the one hated by the nations, to the servant of rulers. Kings will see and rise up. Rulers will also bow down because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you. The Lord says, I have answered you at the right time. I have helped you in a day when people are saved. I will keep you and give you for an agreement to the people to make the land good again and to give them their land which had been destroyed. I will say to those in prison, Come out, and to those who are in darkness, Show yourselves. They will eat along the roads and find grass on all the hills. They will not be hungry or thirsty. The burning heat of the sun will not trouble them, for he who has loving pity on them will lead them. He will lead them to wells of water. And I will make all my mountains a road. My straight roads will be raised up. See, these will come from far away. See, these will come from the north and from the west and from the land of Sinim. Sing for joy, O heavens. Be glad, O earth. Break out into songs of joy, O mountains. For the Lord has comforted his people. He will have loving pity on his suffering people. But Zion said, The Lord has left me alone. The Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her nursing child? Can she have no pity on the son to whom she gave birth? Even these may forget, but I will not forget you. See, I have marked your names on my hands. Your walls are always before me. Your builders hurry, and those who destroy you will leave you. Lift up your eyes and look around. All of them gather together and come to you. As I live, says the Lord, you will put them on like objects of beauty. You will tie them on as a bride does. For your waste places and your destroyed land will now be too small for the people, and those who destroyed you will be far away. The children born to you during the time of your sorrow will say for you to hear, The place is too small for us. Make a bigger place for us to live in. Then you will say in your heart, Who has given birth to these for me? My children were taken from me, and I could not give birth. I was sent away and had no place of my own. Who has brought up these children? See, I was left alone. Where have these come from? The Lord God says, See, I will lift up my hand to the nations. I will raise my flag to the people, and they will bring your sons in their arms, and your daughters will be carried on their shoulders. Kings will take care of you as fathers, and their queens will be your nursing mothers. They will bow down to you with their faces to the ground and kiss the dust of your feet. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Those who wait for me with hope will not be put to shame. Can that which was taken by a strong man in battle be taken from him? Can those taken away to prison by a powerful ruler be saved? The Lord says, Even those taken away by the strong man will be taken from him. Those taken by the powerful ruler will be saved. For I will fight with the one who fights with you, and I will save your sons. I will feed those who make it hard for you with their own flesh. They will become drunk with their own blood as with sweet wine. Then all flesh will know that I, the Lord, am the one who saves you and the one who bought you, the powerful one of Jacob. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. Guess what? I don't know where you live. Do you live near an ocean? Have you ever been to the beach and watched the waves come crashing into shore? I'm a Southern California native. For all of about 4 years out of my almost 62 years on the planet, I've never lived more than about an hour away from the Pacific Ocean. As a matter of fact, I used to go surfing early in the morning before school started when I was in high school. I used to scuba dive. I loved to sail. I love pretty much everything about the ocean. One of the things you learn about the ocean if you spend any amount of time in, under, or on the water is that there is no fighting the force of the waves. When the swells come in, you can't do anything to stop them. If you're surfing and you have a bit of skill, they'll carry you along and give you a thrilling ride. If you're scuba diving below the surface, the swells push you in a sort of ebb and flow. If you're on a boat, you'd better get your sea legs quickly or you'll find yourself on the deck. What's my point? In chapter 48, verse 17 and 18, we read, "The Lord who bought you and saves you, the Holy One of Israel, says, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to do well, who leads you in the way you should go. If only you had listened to my laws, then your peace would have been like a river, and your right standing with God would have been like the waves of the sea." God teaches us to do well and leads us in the way that we should go. And here in Isaiah 48, He's talking to His chosen people, and He's disappointed. He says, "If only you had listened to me, your peace would have been like a river, and your right standing with me would have been relentless and unstoppable, washing over you, giving you the ride of your lives." It reminds me of 1 John 3:1 that says, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us." Isn't it incredible how much God loves us? Remember, love is more than a fuzzy feeling. Love is action. God wants to put His love into action towards us, and He wants to do it in such a way that we are carried away by it, overcome with it, and thrilled by it. Brothers and sisters, we serve a God who so deserves our praise. Your thoughts? Remember, at the top of the show today, I told you that I was going to tell you how you can get the PDF version of my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide, for free. That's a $19.95 value. Here's how to do it. The printed version of the book is now live on Amazon. Just go to book.lifespringmedia.com and click on the Buy Now link. Then click on the Amazon link and complete your purchase. Once you receive your receipt from Amazon, email a copy of the receipt and I'll send you a link for you to download the PDF version for free. That way you can have it on your mobile device too. Send it to steve@lifespringmedia.com. And as an added special bonus, after you have the book, if you write an honest review for the book on Amazon and send me a link to your review, I'll send a link to download my recording of the New Testament for free as a way of saying thanks. Come on, you can't beat that. And it's a way that you can help support the show. I'm so glad you're here today. And whether you're in the U.S. today or anywhere else in the world, I hope it's a great day for you. And before I go, of course, I've got to give my thanks to my friendly editor and others who help support the show with the Value for Value model. If you'd like to find out how you can do so, go to support.lifespringmedia.com. Until tomorrow, when we're back in the book of Romans, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.